96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone crocus bagat thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. Nike, me just a do it like Nike. Me just a do it like Nike.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by the Bahamas Football Association, BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Rise Bahamas.
And a hip-hop or calypso.
Hello.
You can't see the star to the tint up. Plus me and the Cuban a link up. Rose gold for the Cuban link up. How much ice just a and the rings up.
Okay.
From what day you may find out, certain people don't like me. Everyone focus back a thing up. Throw me a do it like Nike. But me no fear no guy no. No matter how hard they must fight me. Me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Me just a do it like Nike.
Me tell you the truth, if I were you, then me probably woulda like me neither. Fresh to the tambourine.
Wednesday, May 3rd edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. on this Wednesday Hump Day edition. And we got an open line Wednesday today. We got lots to talk about. And I got a special guest in studio. So we're going to have a hot show again today. But like I said, we got lots to talk about. The ongoing immigration crisis, all right? The coronation and all that's going on with that. The crime situation. The new prison, all right? And some other things as well. And we're going to, like I say, I got a special guest in studio with me today, Mr. Roscoe Thompson. He's actually in New Providence. So we can chop it up. It's a Wednesday edition of the Albuquerque Report from New Providence. How about that? But before we get into all that goodness, man, I got to hit Chubby G trivia, all right? And for those of you who was freaking yourself out, calm down. I got your trivia for you, all right? Know what you're playing for. KFC coupons, Dunkin' Donuts coupons, Joker's Wild Party Passes, and lunch or dinner your choice from Naughty Johnny's, all right? Here's how you chime in, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259 here in New Providence. Grand Bahama and the Family Islands, toll-free, 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720, toll free Grand Bahama and the Family Islands. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96, 422-4796. Standard text rate supply. All right, don't forget to stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. Fresh news, smart talk all day right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. All right, here's your trivia. Yeah, I can make y'all work today. This is a good one. Recent survey of 100 Bahamian women between the ages of 21 and 50. Survey revealed that 42 go through their lives without these. What do they go through their lives without? I give you a little hint. Give you a little hint. Has to do with your anatomy, and I can leave it just like that. But they go their whole life without these. What is it? And it's actually 42%, so careful how you answer, all right? All right, you got between now and the top of the news and the 5 o'clock hours to get your answers in. And while you work on that, I'll work on the headliners. Who are what's making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. Let me check the text lines. First answer today, orgasm. We your mind out on the Wednesday. Dear Jesus, be your mind out. Mr. Producer, is that kind of Wednesday? Jesus, Lord. No, no, that's not the answer. I'm sorry. Jesus. Boy, I tell you, I'm sorry for your frustrations. Gray hairs, no. All right? So y'all work on it. Like I said, work on it. Okay, here we go. And let's check out the headlines. Like I said, all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. New arrivals in stock in both locations. Flagship store, Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. Or check them out online, finethreads.com. Do your shopping online. then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. All right, here we go. And here's just blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views and Matters since 1844 on this day, Wednesday, May 3rd. Bell, world must come to Haiti's aid. Over 2,000 repatriated in the first 3 months of 2023. And I agree, we must come to the aid, but we still need to continue repatriations because we cannot take that load on, that burden we cannot bear. Minister Bell quoted as saying, it is the long-held position of the government of the Bahamas that the international community must assemble the resources needed to provide Haiti with economic package of debt forgiveness and to aid and assist in improving its economic outlook. So that's fine. I think I get what Mr. Bell trying to say. That's everybody get together and help them so they can stay there and rebuild and make it work. Because we can't continue to take on what we're taking on. We can't. And I say that in the most humane way possible. Because you know how I feel about human rights. You know how I feel about protocols. But I also, you know how I feel about being Bahamian. Very proud Bahamian. And at the end of the day, we need to come first. And if our administrations won't put us first, squeaky wheel. We need to make a lot of noise so they make sure I put us first, because that's going to get the most oil. Another comment from Minister of Labor and Immigration, Mr. Keith Bell. Jobless rate can't be higher than pre-pandemic. What do you mean it can't be? Anything is possible, number one. But let's have a gander at it. Minister of Labor Keith Bell asserted yesterday that the unemployment rate can't be higher than the previous pandemic levels in response to a statement by Central Bank Governor John Rowe that the jobless rate in the Bahamas is likely higher than it was before the life-altering events of 2020. I'm not sure where he's getting this information from, but it would appear to me that the economy is open, persons are working in significant numbers. I know Bahamians who have 2 and 3 jobs, Bell said. But again, we cannot say these things unless we are supported by scientific and comprehensive approach, because it's subjective. I would think it's comparative. I wouldn't necessarily say it's lower, but I know it definitely cannot be higher. All right, well, where's the information to say that it's not higher, Mr. Bell? Since you're talking about information and you want Mr. Rowe to provide said information to say that it is higher, you say that it's not higher, so provide said information. I get your point. And while you're at it, let's get a Freedom of Information Act so we all can get that said information and know what's going on. PM, Bahamas was unfairly criticized over FTX. No, sir. You lay down with dogs, you get up with fleas. You can't be creased up under SBF every opportunity with your photo op Phil hat on, Mr. Davis, and then turn around and say, we're unfairly criticized over FTX. No, no, sir. And we still continue to get the blemish on our brand because of SBF and FTX. Every couple of weeks when you think it's gone quiet, not that I've had this, but I've heard about it and I've read about the symptoms, you know, doing research. Because I know how some of y'all go, especially to Texas, but I'll be honest with you. This FTX, SBF situation, like herpes, every time you think you get a beat, it come back and itch you to pieces all over again and annoy the crap out of you and embarrass you. That's what that is to us. So please spare me. The Bahamas was unfairly. Don't play victim. You can't be creased up and then play victim. No, sir. Can't work. Sad news out of Toronto. Our Canadian consul, Mr. Al Dillett, passes away at 68. Bahamas Consul Al Dillett, Consul General to Toronto, died at his official residence in Toronto on Monday evening. His longtime friend, Minister of Foreign Affairs, Fred Mitchell, announced yesterday. Dillett's full name was Albert King Dillett, was 68. Mitchell informed the Consul General was discovered by the consular staff, but he could not be reached yesterday morning. Very sad situation. Our thoughts and prayers go out to his family. And finally, right down to the bottom of the headlines, probe into allegations against MP ongoing. Police announced that they had North Abaco Member of Parliament Kirk Cornish in custody and were questioning him. Police continued their probe into certain allegations made against him. Commissioner of Police Clayton Fernandez said yesterday, asked if the investigation into the allegations against Cornish are ongoing or whether police found there is no evidence to move forward. Fernandez said the probe is ongoing. He did not offer further information on the police's investigation. And there you have it. There you have it. That's your headlines today. Lines are open. Feel free to chime in. But we look at some of the topics we want to talk about, and I got my, you know, we'll slide out of the headliners, brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads, and Into the Buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. Be sure to check them out, both locations, John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store over on Rosetta today. And remember, John, serving you is a pleasure. Got Roscoe Thompson in town. Good to see you up on this side of the world there, Scoey. What's happening, man?
Good to be here, buddy. Thanks for having me, man.
Always a pleasure. And we didn't get to talk on Monday because you were traveling, but it just so happens you're here, so it's great to re-chop it up. And we're looking at the headlines, and a lot of these headlines directly affect Abaco. First and foremost, we look at Minister of Immigration and Labor, Mr. Keith Bell. Obviously, we should support Haiti, obviously, what we've signed on to do internationally, but I don't think we can take the burden. And I commended him the other day for standing up and saying that we need to continue the repatriations.
Which we do, but in the flip side of it, we can't let the world dictate to the Bahamas what we are going to do, because
we can take what we can.
We will help and do what we can, but we can't take that burden on ourselves, because what happens to our economy and our country, our education system, our healthcare system, it's in a complete mess as it is now.
I look at it now, and you know, I look at Abaco. And I understand what's going on with that situation with the immigration. And I understand the red tape and the judge's ruling and then the judge's decision. But here we are. Shantytowns continue to grow. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, I've been running around with some personal things today. But boy, I tell you, I missed a couple of headlines. Bring me up to snuff. Apparently only two of the houses, the other 200 and some need to remain standing.
For right now is what I'm gathering from his ruling. Now, I could be wrong, but your Paige McCartney had a update on Garden Radio in regards to that. I did ask a lawyer friend what that actually meant, because you know some of their jargon
right
could be misleading, but he said at this time only two homes can be touched. But my question to the judge is, if these houses were built on property that they don't own, the property, it just happened a couple years ago. They have no permit numbers. They have no plans. Basically, what you're saying to the Bahamas now and to every Bahamian is go build on Crown land.
That's what I'm getting.
I mean, it's really dumbfounding that is what I'm gathering is being, but they're saying there is more that's going to happen, but why only two? When you have a bunch of them that have been illegally constructed and continue to be constructed.
And just for context, I get all that were established prior to the judge's ruling that said they can't. And I get that. I'm good with that. But I also understood, for context, that moving forward, anything that was put up was deemed illegal and needed to be brought down. So out of these new illegal structures, why are only two set to be demolished and the rest remain?
That's a question. And I think that maybe the Attorney General, Ryan, will address.
Ren Lasseter, we heard seriously from Mr. Pinedo.
It's been a little while. Well, he did say something, I think, today in the news with something else. But that is here nor there. My point being is he needs to be on the front and fighting this and why this is happening. Because it made us think that after this administration got in, that when the court order was dropped, that they would go ahead, you know, with demolishing after they put up the orders and gave the notices. And Norty, we're right back here to square one. So it doesn't matter if you're the previous administration or this administration. We, the people of the Bahamas, are the ones that are suffering because of it. And we're the ones that have to follow all the guidelines and the laws and have to get plans drawn and have to get this done and show ownership of property, pay for, you know, you have to pay per square footage.
Right.
And you got, and I'll say foreign nationals to be politically correct, that are just being able to build and do whatever they want on Crown land. And remember, Crown land, I think it's, 17 or 20 years, 17 years that you have to be living on there.
Right.
You know, so
it has to be occupied for a while.
It's not this. We're only talking 3 years.
Let's check out some of the texts, and they off and running today. Naughty afternoon to you guys. This is still a third world country, bro. two out of 300 homes. What a joke. What a certified joke we are. Naughty, our Bahamas is in the process of a five-decade-long slow invasion and takeover by another foreign country to the south. If we don't start being politically correct to impress the international community, we won't have a country in 20 years. The judge that made that ruling of only two shanty townhouses to be demolished needs to resign. I don't think it was the judge that made that ruling. Well, it was a judge who made the ruling. I get your point. I was running around today. That ruling needs to be investigated. Only two out of 300?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I forward you the...
I'm going to look at it right now. We got two callers on the line. Let's grab them. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, yes, Naughty. This is Tony. Listen.
Hey, what's going on, Tony?
Listen, Naughty, I called earlier. When I heard that, I say, Lord, I don't know what country we're in. You're going to tell me that only two places realized that that they didn't know that there was an injunction? So the other 200-something people...
298.
They just came last night on the boat, and they just started to build. Immigration need to go in there and find out if these people, are they residents? How long they have been in the Bahamas? They have lawyers. These people know what is going on in this country. How come signs were posted all over the place? It was on the news. It was all about in the community, and they didn't know... Come on, man. Come on. Listen, Loftus Roger was right, you know.
Yep.
Loftus Roger was right, man. This if the PLP government doesn't take this to the appellate court and the Privy Council, buddy, we gonna be in trouble. Because there's no way in hell that these people can just come there and just start to build. Man, come on. Immigration need to go down there and find out who these people are, how long they've been in the Bahamas. Do they know fish? Because if not, they need to go back home, man. We need to straighten out this country. We need to get this country back for Bahamians. Thank you. Have a good day.
I with you, man. Good call, Tony. Be safe. Have a good one. Thanks for listening. Let's get to the next call. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty.
Hey.
Yeah, the answer is exercise.
Are you coming with an answer? Exercise? No, not exercise.
Okay.
Think about it, call me back. Let's take the next call, Mr. Producer. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yes, Naughty and Roscoe. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, C. Allen?
Yeah, hey, let me just straighten at some point. Roscoe, the Queen or the Crown can never be alienated from its lands. That's where you have the power of eminent domain. First of all, this whole exercise going back for the number of years has been nothing but one in intellectual dishonesty. In all the crown land for which land is built, the law of contract law says that anything you build on any land that is leased to you is not yours. It's the landlord's own. The government need not to go and get permission to tear down anything, because what happens is, if you look at the original judgment, the government of the Bahamas never asked, never meant to take possession, never moved to take possession of the land. Because the government only need to violate those lease, which will give government 100% authority of the land. And they don't need permission to knock down a house. They only need to move for eviction or removal of illegal, being on the land illegally, because all the houses on the land is government housing. That's law. So this whole thing, and we have a whole legal department. I shouldn't have to tell them this. And so this whole semantics and going around is garbage. So if I lease the land from government for farming, and I'm not farming, and I violated, even if I am farming, I violated the lease by, because it has a limit on the size and where you could build on the land. You're in violation of the lease. Violate the lease. When you get back the land, all properties, any attachment to that land is yours. Roscoe, if you own a house, do you get permission to tear down the house, or you get permission to evict the tenant?
Yeah. See, Alan, I agree with you, my friend. You're absolutely right. When it comes to agricultural land or crown land that is leased,
right,
the government, because you cannot sublease crown land or agricultural land out to anybody. Right. So it is in your name.
Right. They're trying to dumb down the humans to believe that this is some miraculous occurrence that can be not addressed in contract law as a phenomenon that it isn't. It is as simple as that. Repossess the land, go to court, and ask for immediate eviction. The government can expedite the case. All the properties become owned. Move to have them evicted and your properties protected. They would have to come to court and show a legal lease agreement with the landlord. Who is the landlord?
The government.
The government. And so every house on Crown land is subject for demolition in the next 60 days. No ifs, ands, and buts. And for those individuals who, in the same way the government said they get assessed fines, those individuals on private land, you simply move. Forget the argument evicting the people. You simply move for the fines. When you move for the fines, in a certain amount of time, you'll possess the land, but also, and you move for health and safety. The government has the ability to immediately affect a house that threatens life and limb to seize it, protect it, and whatever else. So those houses are not built to code. It's not government responsibility to prove it's been built to code. It's the people that live in the house responsibility. So those, if you have no permits, it is presume that those houses pose a threat to life. So they could move to take possession to make sure that nobody in the building or be legally prosecuted for trespassing. We need not pretend as if government wants to do anything, because they don't. And this is simple contract and property law. Thank you so much.
AC Allen, don't be a stranger. Good stuff as always, man. You need to hit me off here. I want to know your take on Florida being adamant about going digital, all right? That's my buddy C. Allen right there, man. All right, let's get to the next call. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hi, good afternoon, Audie. How are you?
I'm good, man. What's going on?
Radio, man. First time caller.
All right,
let me ask you
it.
Something, right? Wouldn't it be just as simple as going down there in Abaco, right, getting the names of everybody that owned the house, right, coming back up here to the Ministry of Works and looking in the book and see if they applied for a work permit, I mean, a permit, a building permit, or have any plans drawn?
No.
So because if they don't have, if their name is not in the book or registered, it's obvious that they built illegally. You don't need to be a genius to figure this one out. No. And you know what? The other day, the judges them or your boy got offended, right? Because the prime minister, the prime minister said that our judges live on Mars. Yes, they do. They do live on Mars. They ain't got no sense.
All right, man. Thanks for the call.
Let me just clarify with in the Family Islands, especially where local government is. For example, in Abaco, we have a district council that is comprised of Marsh Harbor, Dundas, and Murphytown for the central area. And we appoint statutory boards. So I can tell you for a fact there are no permit numbers for houses that are constructed down in that area because they have to show ownership and title that they have and send plans into local government, and it has not happened. So it doesn't even have to come to Nassau.
So there you have it. I mean, and people chiming in from all over. I got a couple more texts I need to get to. And this is a pretty good one here. Let me tell you. Not even the dumbest judges and judiciary in the region. Gun stops was right. Oh, God. Naughty, it's so hard for Bahamians to buy homes at 20% down, 30K, and then lawyer fees and real estate agents snatching all the good buys, but illegal freeloaders can take it for free. Go figure. That's what a lot of people are saying. Naughty, only two shanty towns? Only two homes in the shanty town? Where does the judge live? On Mars? Boy, everybody just coming with this now. So we got another call. Let's jump to that real quick because there's a couple other things I need to address with Roscoe. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Naughty and Roscoe, good afternoon.
Hey, what's going on, Jeff?
Right here, boy. Naughty, let me say this much. And I'm not gonna hold back on anything. When this thing first broke, I knew nothing was going to come out of this. Yeah? Because it's quite apparent that this whole fiasco with immigration in this country, this is a big business, all right?
It's strategic.
This is a mega million-dollar big business in this country. very serious. We have to be very honest with ourselves and call it for what it is. Nobody, these guys are not interested, truly interested, in getting rid of this nonsense. They don't have no interest in reducing it because this thing is a big business. It, whether it's national or transnational, this is a big business. There's a big hand involved in this matter, and I'm not even going to talk about, oh, well, we can speculate all we want. Let's call it for what it really is. We see the moves around the world with similar countries and these things. This thing goes all the way to the top. These guys have no interest in solving this problem. Solve the immigration problem in this country. You solve a lot of the social and economic issues in this country. This is big business. And that's all I can say. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, Jeff, always good to hear from you, man. Boy, Ross, can I tell you? People fired up. Now, let's get to the first break, Mr. Producer. On the flip side of the break, Roscoe, I got to continue the conversation. Obviously, you know, a lot of folks texting in on this, and I got to get to that, and there's a big headline still today. Probe into the allegations are going. People are already texting in, already just taking the same route as the Joe Beth Corby Davis situation with the hit and run, alleged hit and run. The rug is being lifted. Sad to say it seems so. Because the more things change, the more they stay the same, I tell you. All right, let's get to the first break. On the flip side of the break, we'll be back as the Wednesday, May 3rd edition of Talking Heads continues right after this. And all your trivia answers are wrong right now. Every last one, wrong. Every last one is wrong. All wrong. Good try, though.
After a hurricane or storm, get the Nassau Guardian's Hurricane Guide. The guide will tell you where to purchase building and cleaning supplies, waste disposal, medical care, which auto shop to go to after driving through flooded streets, and much more. Nassau Guardian's Hurricane Guide will help to make sure everyone knows what to do in the event a hurricane approaches and after it departs. Take advantage of this double insertion opportunity plus 15 radio commercials. Contact us today, 302-2300, 302-2300, or call your account executive. Will you be prepared?
After a brief layoff, Fish Fry Fridays is back in the big carnival month. The Big Band Passage will get you in the mood for the big carnival road march in the streets of Nassau. That's right, it's the pre-carnival edition of Fish Fry Fridays, May 5th at Margaritaville, downtown Nassau. Featuring Passage, DJ AI, and special guest models from the Euphoria Madness Masquerade Band, modeling their costumes that will be on the road for carnival. Fish Fry Fridays is back, May 5th. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. $25 general admission, $55 buffet and party. Don't miss Fish Fry Friday. Back with the pre-carnival
experience. The pure deliciousness of Dunkin's Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. This sweet and savory breakfast treat stacks a fluffy egg and smoked bacon, sandwiched inside a split classic Dunkin' Glazed Donut. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Stop by your favorite Dunkin' today and take breakfast to a fun and tasty level with the Dunkin' Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, and the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
When faced with an illness like we band together, and we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
People, what you thinking?
We want something different.
People, what you wanting?
We want local government.
I can tell them no more slunking.
We want to see it function.
I can tell them no more joking.
I forgot.
Gone down Blue Hill Road. Gone down Village Road. Gone down Nassau Road. We want local government. We want local government.
Mr. Rock.
We want local government.
Shadow.
We want local government.
We are called for local government.
Sign the petition and find out more information at risebahamas.net.
Original or hot and spicy?
Filo, think twice. Here's some precise advice. Always add the spice.
Hey, that's great. Take your time, brother. I don't want you to run too far out with your spicy self.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, motor hot, but you still ain't got the right flavor.
Listen, just like the Colonel, I'm an original. You? There's a spicy come lately.
You think so? Original. You could never.
There's no winning flavor. They're all finger-licking good. Only at KFC Nassau.
After a hurricane or storm, get the Nassau Guardians Hurricane Guide. The guide will tell you where to purchase building and cleaning supplies, waste disposal, medical care, which auto shop to go to after driving through flooded streets, and much more. The Nassau Guardians Hurricane Guide will help to make sure everyone knows what to do in the event a hurricane approaches and after it departs. Take advantage of this double insertion opportunity plus 15 radio commercials. Contact us today, 302-2300, 302-2300, for your account executive. Will you be prepared?
That was loud. All right, I got a couple of texts. That's the Wednesday, May 3rd edition of Talking Heads continues. All right, I've been telling you guys the problem is these fake politicians. We need to get rid of these parties because they truly are the problem. They're just playing a game that intelligent people see right through. Here it is, a Biden citizen working hard to save for a down payment to build a house when all I need to do is build on Crown land. Now, no one better say anything to me when I clear my peace and start building. The same immigration and Toby Smith will cost this government, and it's obvious. And how Toby getting this? But anyway. Oh, yeah, I get you now. I get you. And it's obvious that our judges are corrupt. They will cause civil unrest in this country if it keeps this up. No question about that. How do you really feel, Texter? Yeah, you see, your text is all together, and then I see Toby, and then I realize how it was supposed to read. So, correct. I get your point. Naughty, I agree with Jeff. It's a big business. I also agree nothing was going to come out of it. Government, and this government is just going through the motions. All right, let's go to the phone lines real quick. Texter, I'll get right back to you. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Good afternoon, sir. How you doing?
I'm good.
Good. This is Toby.
Hey, what's going on, Toby? I just called your name. You can live long.
I can live double long, my brother. I appreciate that.
One of the texters said you and the situation is going to cost this administration.
No, I think this administration will work around it because they value Bahamians with having jobs. What I see going on.
I hope so, buddy. What's up, Toby?
Is this Roscoe?
Yeah, my friend. How you doing?
Hey, wait a minute, my brother. You all right?
Right here, buddy.
Right on. So
keep the fight up, my brother. Keep the fight up. I'm so proud of you.
We shouldn't have to fight.
I agree with you. I said that to somebody the other day. Here you have a Bahamian that was trying to do a project and has been going on for numerous years. And why are we discouraging Bahamians? And you're going to give it to a cruise line that is just going to ship their people over to PI rather than them coming into Nassau. So Nassau downtown is still going to lose out.
Yes.
It does not make any sense.
I hear you, but check this out too, though, Roscoe, right? And for the benefit of the listeners, Royal Caribbean have built a new dock over at Coco Key that's capable of holding two of their on those ships. And I just spoke with the island manager last week. They bring about 30% of the total workforce of Coco Key off of those ships, Filipinos, Indians, other nationalities of people, to work on the key, to prepare the food, do bartending. So first of all, ask yourself the question, why does Royal Caribbean not want to use the Bahamian name? They've misappropriated the name of the key, which is Little Spirit Key. They don't want Bahamians to be serving their guests, number two. Number three, according to the director of labor who I spoke with last week, he said that anyone working on any of these cruise ship keys should be in possession of a valid work permit. So I'm sure that the Ministry of Immigration can enforce the law and even keep their casinos open at the same time also.
Toby, I just want to tell you something. That has been going on as far as the servicing of the private islands by the cruise ship staff from time immemorial.
The cruise ships ain't gonna wanna wake that one up.
I grew up on Emerald Seas. I know. I used to watch it go down. So you can't tell me.
Why do you think RCL would then spring up and say, oh, by the way, we gotta spend hundreds of thousands of dollars now on work permits or have Bahamians? You figure if they got 500 non Bahamians working on that key every single day, right? And there's 10 other private keys. That's 5,000 foreign workers. We could get 5,000 workers for jobs for Bahamians overnight.
Correct. And it would ensure daytime excursions would improve. And if we had the infrastructure and we put the proper, you know, products in place, because they'd be forced to close the casinos, forced to close their shops. And you need to come off the boat.
There you go.
Well, didn't it one time they did force when you came into port? Because I know, for example,
that changed. When I grew up, they would be closed.
Back in the day, one of the biggest excursions was to Blue Lagoon. Blue Lagoon would go down to Prince George Wharf to the dock and pick up the passengers and take them to Blue Lagoon. And then you had catamarans owned by different individuals here in Nassau taking them to the island or different keys.
Yeah.
So you had
and
it seems like all of that has disappeared.
You remember the nightlife in Nassau?
Yeah.
Where all of the taxi drivers were running up and down and bringing the tourists over to PI and to Crystal Palace to the casinos. So no, the cruise ships have been told they can't open their retail and cruise and casinos while they're in port. So what do? They pull up, they leave port 4 or 5 o'clock. Those guys are sailing.
Yep.
And opening up their casinos. So screw Nassau nightlife. We could suck that right out. But get this, right? Look at all the liquor stores that used to be downtown.
Yeah. Evaporated, gone.
Why?
Toby, I support you 100%, and I'm glad to see that the Minister of Education, Hannah Martin, is behind you. I find her to be one of the most upstanding ladies in Bahamians.
Agreed.
That I've
enough respect to Glenna Santa Martin.
I've ever met.
She does a good job speaking up on most things.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
she's got Bahamians at heart. So I'm not about bashing the administration.
No,
I'm trying my diplomacy to get this resolved, right? But you don't see people toting around those Bethel Robinson and Sons yellow boxes of liquor going onto the cruise ship
because the cruise ships
have said no. You're not allowed to consume the liquor that you've purchased in the Bahamas. You're not allowed to consume that liquor on the ship.
Can't bring it on.
From us.
Yeah.
You could bring it on, but it'll go into a cabinet. And
then
when you get off, then
you
can get it then.
Now, check this out. Next week, I need to give me a buzz. I hear some things going on down at Duck Key. And I know you know about this whole archipelago. And I hear some former MPs and daughter and son-in-law allegedly and cruise ships and all type of foolishness. So
I had a conversation with somebody. It was just last week, but the conversation is going around. Naughty, that's no lie. And looking at Rumkey.
Let's talk over the weekend. Let's talk over the weekend.
All right, my brother.
Be safe. All right.
Good to hear you, buddy.
Roscoe, we'll get out of here because we got to get to the break in a second, but I just wanted to hear your thoughts on the situation with the probe into the allegations against, MP Cornish from North Albuquerque.
You know, he's not in my district, but I think the police need to address that and clear the air or do what they need to do. Do not let it drag on, as they did with the incident with Joe Beth Minister Davis when allegedly she knocked down the police officer. It puts a black eye not just on our country, but it also puts a black eye on how women are perceived or looked at
Correct.
In this country.
And so, it's amazing. All the female MPs, not a word being said.
Not a word. So, you know, think if that was me that had knocked my wife or knocked my girlfriend and she went down to the airport or to the police station. They were coming for me right then. And I think that's why you saw what you did, because if you saw in the paper, after that was leaked or went out, there was an island, and then there was another incident in another island where a person alleged somebody raped, and they had picked up the people within 2 days. And then you had a member of parliament that it went weeks before anything, any investigation. And then you had the prime minister of your country commenting on something that he probably should not have commented on until after the investigation.
We had a lot of that going on, too.
As I said, it's alleged, and I don't like to repeat what you hear from people in Abaco or on the streets, but until they get the matter sorted out, I will keep my opinion to myself, because I don't want people saying, oh, Roscoe said this, Roscoe said that. I'm not that type of person until I know for
a fact.
A fact.
All right, well, I appreciate you stopping by. I know you're busy and you're doing some big things in town, and I appreciate you stopping by and being so candid. The Texans, the listeners appreciate it. And like I said, we'll keep an eye on it. And you continue to know that you have a platform here. Whenever Abaco needs a voice, you got it right here.
I appreciate that, brother, you know. And, you know, my prayers and thoughts with you, with your dad.
Yeah, man. I appreciate that. Listen, and they are a couple of texts. Hey, Naughty, they are crooked and too political. How could the judge stop the previous administration from knocking down the houses in the shantytown and lift it for this one? Just watch the MP case play out. Police control, by the way, and of course it'll end up the same way as the Kobe Davis matter. Boom. Another one here for you. A great show as usual. Could you get someone to spray for mosquitoes in Coral Harbor, please? Because I'm getting bite to pieces. And that's them big, huge, green mosquitoes. Wow. God. All right, no problem. Yeah, another text to Roscoe. Continue to keep bringing us the information from Abaco. I am an Abaconian trying to get back home, and trust me, I like some of the amenities in New Providence, but I want to get back home.
And Naughty, let me give a shout out. I was here this week doing a NEMA disaster preparedness situation. I have to give a shout out to NEMA and to see how their operation actually works at the command center when a hurricane or a disaster is coming our way. My eyes were really opened over the last 2 days in regards to, you know, what this group of people that sit in the EOC center that does for the Commonwealth of the Bahamas during a disaster. So I just want to give a shout out to all the NEMA people out there. I appreciate what y'all do and what y'all continue to do for us. Not just in Abaco, Bahamas.
There you go. Appreciate you, Roscoe. We'll talk to you on Monday, all right? But quick break, Mr. Producer. We'll get to the news. And on the flip side of the break, we'll be in the 5 o'clock hour. Pearly will be in the building. We'll be talking sports. Talking about big Lakers win last night. And y'all Brunsexuals really shouldn't have nothing to say, because your boy wasn't all that good last night. It was all about AD and D'Lo and Schroeder. Yeah, we'll talk all of that. We'll talk it. We can talk it. Oh, yeah, we can talk it coming up after the break.
That's
as the May 3rd... Wednesday, May 3rd edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Nassau, Bahamas.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's, well worth the trip.
My business couldn't survive without my credit card machine from Fidelity. It's fast, convenient, and my clients love it. My sales increased, and I can track my earnings. Get your credit card machine Fidelity today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games,
we like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games,
we gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
The ultimate sandwich experience starts with a bite of the KFC barbecue glazed zinger and a flavor explosion of crispy, juicy, 100% premium white meat spicy filet, KFC barbecue sauce, lettuce, cheese, and smoky bacon on a toasted brioche bun. The perfect balance of heat and sweet. You won't be able to resist the KFC barbecue glazed zinger. Made by the fried chicken sandwich experts, the KFC barbecue glazed zinger is available for a limited time. Hey, KFC, it's finger licking good.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live. At Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number, they see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. That's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among an always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's. Where we put fashion at your feet.
Hazelnut meets mocha with the new Dunkin' Hazelnut Mocha Signature Latte. Savor the delicious coffee combination of smooth, rich espresso with silky chocolate and toasted hazelnut flavors. All topped with whipped cream, decadent mocha drizzle, and hot chocolate powder. Available hot or iced, the Dunkin' Mocha Latte is the perfect pick-me-up at any time of day. So why wait? Head to your favorite Dunkin' and enjoy the Dunkin' Hazelnut Mocha taste sensation today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
People, what you thinking?
We want something different.
People, what you wanting?
We want local government.
I can tell them no more slunking.
We want the edge function.
I can tell them no more joking.
I forgot.
Blue Hill Road, gone down Village Road, gone down Nassau Road. We want local government. We want local government. We want local government.
Chevrolet.
We want local government.
We are called for local government.
Sign the petition and find out more information at risebahamas.net.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live. At Cancer Treatment Centers of America, within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number, they see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. That's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Get ready for the ultimate Beach Soccer Showdown. The Bahamas Football Association presents the 2023 CONCACAF Beach Soccer Championship from May 8th to 14th. Head to the Beach Soccer Stadium beside the Sydney Poitier Bridge and witness the action. Cheer on the Beach Boys as they compete against powerhouses from 11 countries across the region, like Mexico, El Salvador, and the USA. Gather your friends, family, and flags and cheer on our Beach Boys. Admission is absolutely free. For more info, BahamasFA.net. Don't miss out on all the action of the 2023 CONCACAF Beach Soccer Championship, May 8th to 14th. See you there.
Third edition of Talking Heads continues right now, and we're into the 5 o'clock hour, so you know we're talking sports. Great first hour. Everybody texted in, called in, chimed in, good stuff. We're going to be talking sports this hour. Waiting for Pearly to zoom in. We got Pearly zoomed in yet? We have a Pearly sighting yet?
Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you now. I can hear you now. I couldn't hear you at first. I can hear you now. You know, you're prone to mute yourself from time to time.
I try not to.
Sometimes I want you to.
Ooh, I walk into that one.
Ah, but I'm bump. Amir, oh yeah, try the conch. All right, let's jump in. Today in sports history, I brought you, of course, by Naughty Johnny. If you get that right out of the way, I see the phone lines lighting up. Mr. Producer, check that caller and let him know we'll be right there. We'll check out today in sports history. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort. Friday, great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And don't forget, every Wednesday and Friday is happy hour out there at Naughty Johnny's. Today happens to be Wednesday. 5 to 7 is happy hour. It's just underway. Great highballs, great food specials. Give them a call. See what they got going on. 377-7776. All right, let's see what happened on this day, May 3rd. In sports history, and boy, a lot happened on this day, Pearly. My God. 1936, Joe DiMaggio of the Yankees made his major league debut. He got three hits. 1938, Lefty Grove got his first of a record 20 consecutive wins. 1951, Gil McDougall of the Yankees became the fifth player to get six RBIs in an inning. 1969, U.S. President Nixon attended the Kentucky Derby at Churchill Downs in Louisville, Kentucky. It was the first time a sitting U.S. president attended the race. 1980, Willie McCovey of the San Francisco Giants hit his 521st and final home run. 1980, here's when you like. Ferguson Jenkins of the Texas Rangers became the fourth player to win 100 games in the American League and the National League. Fergie Jenkins was a good one there, Pearly. See? Mute again.
Always was.
1981, Sally Little won the LPGA CPC Women's Golf International. 1986, Don Mattingly of the Yankees became the sixth player to hit three sacrifice flies in a game. 1992, Greg Olsen of the Orioles became the youngest player to record 100 saves. He was only 25. 1992, Eddie Murray of the New York Mets became the 24th player to hit 400 home runs. 1995, David Bell debuted for the Cleveland Indians. 2007, the Golden State Warriors defeated the Dallas Mavericks in Game 6. It was the first time a number 8 seed had defeated a number 1 seed team in a 7-game playoff series. 2011, Derrick Rose of the Bulls became the youngest NBA MVP at the age of 22. Sports quote of the day, perhaps the single most important element in mastering the techniques and tactics of racing is experience. But once you have the fundamentals, acquiring their experience is a matter of time. Greg LeMond. multiple Tour de France winner.
Yep.
He was a good one. All right. So, whoever just sent me that meme, Naughty, the only king I want to hear you all talk about for the rest of this sports hour is Capleton. That's the only king we will recognize, the king of dancehall, the king of fire.
Oh, my goodness.
Dude, listen, I got me a pack, a Laker loyalist, you know what I mean? Did they share the same views about LeBron? They chiming in early today. Early today. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yeah, what's happening? All is well?
Hey, turn down your radio for me, please. You're a veteran of this. You should know how this thing go, man.
It's all the way down.
All right. I can let you and Pearly talk, then I can chime in. Go ahead. What's going on?
You're a good man. You keep your word.
You could giggle and gaggle all you want. What you saw last night, you will never, ever see it again in neither of those series. I just want you to know that. I want you giggle. I want you gaggle. Did you see Jimmy Butler on the side smiling? I know you watched the game. I hope you saw Jimmy Butler on the side, not only smiling at the teams, but he smiled at the crowd. He'll be back on Saturday. You understand?
I'm not disputing what you're saying in reference to that. I'm only confirming what I said. You only going as far as Jimmy Butler carry you. Without him,
listen. That game was blown by the Heat. The Heat had that game. We had that game. The Knicks was going down 0-2 last night. You understand? What? It was blown. I know you watched the game. That game was blown by the Heat. You understand? And as far as the Lakers are concerned, Lakers know they ain't see that no more. I just don't like how Clay Thompson is shooting.
What I'm saying. If Jimmy Butler's there, you wouldn't have lost the game. They wouldn't have blown.
Well, I kind of agree with that. If he was there, maybe also missing Tyler Hero. But I don't want no excuses. We have good players on the team. We have a championship fellow on the team, and I believe we had that game in our pockets last night. You understand? It was blown. It had nothing to do with Jimmy Butler because the team that played last night carried the game throughout the fourth quarter. Okay? So it had nothing to do with Jimmy Butler. The game was blown. Okay? Jimmy Butler being missing, it's not like Jimmy Butler was in for the first and second and third quarter. No, sir. Listen, that game was carried by every member of that team throughout the fourth quarter. They blew that game last night, and you know it. How say you?
I don't know if it was a case of it being blown.
Come on, man, naughty man.
I saw some Villanova magic between Brunson and Hart that it was reminiscent to Battle for Atlantis and when Nova was winning championships. And those two guys, they play high-quality basketball, and they got some help from other members of the team, too. Barrett was solid as well.
The Heat was up by 6 points with at least 3 minutes and 13 seconds left in the game.
And that's plenty time. Considering you see 6 point leads get evaporated with less than a minute to go, could you imagine 3 minutes and 48 seconds? That's plenty
Miami
time to chip away.
Miami was leading that game throughout first, second, and third and fourth quarter until they blew it.
They didn't lead it when it counted, when it was at the end.
Okay, so I'm saying it had nothing to do with Jimmy Butler, like Pearly saying. It had nothing to do with him. Okay? We have good players on that team, and I believe both of you know that the Knicks is going to lose that series, without a doubt.
We got a text to chime in. Naughty, I agree with Mystery Heat. Well, I call him Sheethead during basketball season and Mystery Dolphin during Dolphin. He say refs cheat the Heat. I'm with him.
I agree. Yeah, man. We blew that game in the fourth quarter. But the Knicks won that game by the skin of their teeth, and I believe they're shaking in their boots right now because they know they're going to lose this series. Now, Spence, I don't like how Klay Thompson's shooting. I don't like how Jordan Poole's shooting, and I don't like how Draymond Green carrying on, okay? So they better pull it together. I know Golden State is going to win that series, but they need to pull it together and pull it together fast before LeBron James starts thinking he could get past the second round before he starts thinking that. You understand? So Golden State needs to pull it together. Klay Thompson needs to pull himself together. I don't know what he's on with his big head, but he needs to pull it together.
Now, I don't know what you're running on, but with Klay Thompson need to pull it together, because last I checked, the Warriors as a team, as a collective last night, drained 21 three-point shots. Mr. Producer, check the Zoom. I think Purdy got bumped out. I think you need to let him back in.
Well, I'm glad he got bumped out, because he ain't cut me off. I was wondering what was going on.
No, he coming to deal with you now, but I mean, you look at the Warriors, and you're talking about Klay Thompson. He had 25 points. He was 10 of 25, 6 of 16 from the three-point line. I mean, come on, he did what he needed to do.
Yeah, he could have do better than that, though. He could have do better than that, Naughty. He could have do better.
Curry had 27, Wiggins 15, Looney 10. Poole had 21. He took a horrible shot late, though.
How much Steph had? Because I didn't watch the
27.
Last part of the game.
27.
Huh? 27?
And 6 of 13 from 3.
So the next game, he going for 15.
And then you know who won it for the Lakers last night. Is he back in now, Mr. Producer? I think I hear him. Is that the Pearl? Or is that Mystery? Pearly say he's trying to get back in. All right, just be patient there. Pearly, he's loading you in now.
I'm back.
All right, Pearly's back. All right. So there you go, Pearly.
You know what? I'm blaming that on Mystery. Mystery sabotaged me this time because, you know, I was about to ride him like a horse.
But go ahead and ride him and then we'll talk Lakers.
No. The Heat, I'm telling you, and you see this, Jimmy Butler's not going to be with y'all all playoffs because he's going to be hurt. That ankle is not going to be 100%. And the Heat will lose to the Knicks. That, you, and you can say what you want. The confidence you got, Mystery, I appreciate that confidence you got. You go as far as Jimmy Butler can carry you, and he can hobble. He ain't going to be able to carry you that much further.
Well, ankle sprain, no healing in a couple of days.
Ankle sprain is one of the worst injuries you could have as a basketball player.
Well, Brunson played last night, and what's his name?
Hart.
No. The
you talking about Julius Randle. Julius Randle
played last night. Both of them played.
Yes.
So you guys are the Knicks are operating on all cylinders. The Miami Heat is
probably
not.
So.
And the Knicks won
probably
by the skin
so.
Of their teeth last night. By the skin of their teeth.
You played with emotion.
And they operate
with emotion. Your star player was out. You're playing. That's fine. You can settle down. You can be in Miami. Settle down. You can get beat in Miami.
No, what did I predicted yesterday? I said six games, right? Miami winning. And I said six games.
Miami get beaten six games. You can be right with the six games.
Six games. Miami winning.
We got Pearly or you dip out again? Pearly, you there or you muted?
I'm right here.
All right, okay, cool. Just making sure.
So I understand what you're saying. I like the confidence you got, and I like all of that. But at the bottom line, I still don't think they can go further than what they are now. If Jimmy is fully healthy, then probably so they will beat the Knicks. No, if Jimmy's healthy, they will beat the Knicks. But if he's not healthy, in that number.
Well, Jimmy have until Saturday. I don't know if he's going to be 100%,
Mystery,
but I'm sure he's going to try to play.
Ain't
going to
be 100%. Ain't going to be 100%. Sprain ankle?
Can't.
Ooh, that's terrible. That's the worst injury to have in basketball. That is Tommy.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to be 100%. That's he's going to try to play. You see?
Yes,
and see what that is going to do?
Yeah, but again, though, is he going to play and help the team, or is he going to hurt the team playing in a limited capacity because he's injured?
If he plays, he could divert that traffic from Kyle Lowry and the rest of the players onto him. You understand?
Uh-huh.
He could play as a decoy. Understand that now. He could come in and play as a decoy. And when everybody believes he can shoot and he can make plays, the other players are right on the other side to make those plays.
This ain't football. Decoy, that ain't or like just the NBA. You see exactly what Lamont good for on the court right away. You could decoy in football, but you can't decoy in basketball like that.
Oh, yeah? Okay. All right,
see,
well, listen, like I said, I'm looking at this series going to six games. Miami 4,
I believe
Knicks
so. I
two.
Believe six games as well.
And I also believe the Lakers in the same way. I would hear from Naughty with the Lakers, though. Naughty, I'm really, really curious and suspicious about you because I believe you sneaking back home quietly. I want to know what you are saying. I want to hear you. Let me hear you, Naughty. Please.
You hear me right now. All right? I can let you hang up and listen.
Okay.
All right. Be safe. Good stuff is all there.
I a little nervous, but you see, Naughty can be a bias in his opinion. But I and people can think. No. Let me rephrase that. People are thinking to think when Naughty said what he have to say about that game last night.
What they think? What I have to say? Because you get cut off again.
Naughty, that anybody out there who believes the Lakers won last night because of LeBron James, crazy.
That's what I can say. Why are you taking my narrative?
LeBron James hurt the Lakers last night. LeBron James was not a factor in the Lakers win last night. That was all AD. That was all Schroeder, and that was all
D'Angelo Russell.
All right, that's the bottom line.
And I told you, a lot of series is matchup-based against the Memphis Grizzlies because Adams was out and because other players were injured. Reeves and Hachimura got to murder. But now you see against the Golden State Warrior team that got matchups against them, Reeves and Hachimura 10-6. But now they got a problem covering Schroeder. So Schroeder needs to be the guy off the bench to do what he needs to do. And D'Angelo Russell needs to continue what he's doing. 19 points,
exactly.
3 rebounds, 6 assists, 9-19 shooting. I mean, they almost 50% clip. 1-5 from exactly. 3. We need some work there. But nobody shot well for the Lakers from 3. Reeves was 2-5. LeBron was 1-8. Davis was 0-2. So, you know, the big shooter from 3 was nobody for the Lakers. And the Warriors drained 21. So that's something that the Lakers need to look at. Don't sleep on that. And also, the Lakers shot a an inordinate amount of more free throws than the Warriors did. Something like 21-6.
Hold on. I know that was coming.
That's only because I mentioned it from before. I'm saying that's been a pattern ever since that Boston game. Yeah, we talked about it.
That this game isn't part of the pattern. The Warriors are jump shooting team. They're jump shooting team, so they will not take as many. You will not get as many fouls. The Warriors packed it in last night. Dared the Lakers to shoot the three-pointers. And the Lakers still continue his game by driving to the bucket. That's how the Lakers got more fouls.
Look at shooting 3. The Lakers were 10, 15, 20, 23. They were 1, 2, 4, 5, 6 of 25 from three-point range, bro. 6 of 25. That is horrible.
Shoot, LeBron missed like 3 in the first quarter.
1 of
in
8.
In the first 2 minutes.
And here's where I want to address LeBron sexuals. When Steph Curry tied that game up at 112, okay? Y'all talk about witness? Let me tell you what I witnessed. I witnessed a turnover. I missed a clanked up 3. I missed a missed free throw. I missed an acting job of rolling down on the floor like you got shot off a ticky-tack foul.
It was so fake. I was so pissed. I said, come on, man. Get your...
For lack of a better word, I saw LeBron very shaky in the last couple of minutes where AD and D'Lo and Schroeder were cooling on the other side of the pillow. And you cannot deny with the same conviction that you want to talk about 20 and 20. Well, hell, you got to talk about 30 and 23 with 5 assists and 5 blocks. That's what you got to talk about. Blocks. Sorry, I apologize. And only 1 turnover.
Yeah.
That's what you got to talk about. And he shot 11 of 19. That is freaking ridiculous. He was 9 out of 10 in the first half.
Yeah, but they cannot stop him. They cannot stop him. And the Lakers got to full feed him till he stuffs.
Now,
that ball every minute. He's unstoppable. Cannot stop him.
This was the AD that I was adamant about the Lakers getting. This was the AD that he stayed healthy, could put up these numbers. This is the Kentucky AD that we're getting, okay? And that Kentucky AD gives you numbers like this every single night. So LeBron, if he's matured anything as a player, and he has such a high IQ like people brag about, then his prima donna side should not take control of him. If he wants an opportunity at another championship, he needs to let it ride through AD. And by the way,
he needs to facilitate.
That's the shameless plug today. Rich Eisen taking us home with the final 10. Can AD lead the Lakers to a championship, and can LeBron be sidekick? That remains to be seen. That remains to be seen. LeBron made a comment last night after the game, too, pretty kind of rubbed me the wrong way. He said, we've been in playoff mode for the last 2.5 months. He hasn't been in playoff mode the last 2.5 months. You forget he was watching them play in them last 26 games. You forget it.
He's been a team player. Anyway. When he say we, he means the collective we.
But I want to hear with the same conviction and the same fervor from
they.
The Bronze Sexuals. The AD played a great game last night. AD was the catalyst. He was the reason why they won. You won't hear that.
No, we're not going to hear 30, that.
30, 23, and 5 does not lie, my brother.
We're not going to hear that.
And the big thing is that D'Angelo Russell, if D'Angelo Russell plays his game, he's going to be a key to getting 20 points every night easily because nobody can guard him.
This matchup is good. This guy, they're the same height. So he can match up. He can run with them. He can play with them.
So.
And don't fool yourself. I mean, don't fool yourself. I ain't trying to diss nobody, but Mr. Curry ain't no serious defensive player now. Don't fool yourself.
No, I know, but still, he put up a great game last night. 27 points to 13 on threes. You know what I mean? Clay Thompson played well.
They expect from him every night. He's putting up what they expect to do.
We got a show.
He's supposed to do.
We got a showing from Wiggins. All right, and I think Poole took a horrible shot late. I mean, he had a chance to tie it and took a terrible shot. The Warriors don't sleep on the Warriors.
Poole is known to become a little showboatish and one-on-one-ish too much sometimes.
I'm just saying, don't sleep on the Warriors. Do not sleep on them. They were down 0-2 against the Kings and came back and won that series. This series is far from over for the Lakers. And
yeah,
the Lakers
say,
need to...
No, it's not over. It's not over. There's a lot of plenty of basketball to play.
And the Lakers need to realize...
That guy today.
You know, LeBron needs to realize that this team does not go through you anymore.
But I'll tell you one thing. See, I really think you have a thing for LeBron because you keep bringing him up. We ain't talking LeBron. Let's leave him alone.
No, stop. You talk.
I really think if the goal is, you got to talk to LeBron.
You said, you said, that's what I was going to talk about. And I said, yeah, let me finish talking about it. That's all. Obviously, okay. My biggest thing was, from the Bronze Sexuals, the same conviction when he has a bad game as when he has a good game.
Yeah, but you keep worrying about these Bronze Sexuals like they, you know, like they pull in your numbers.
Excuse me, as far as the Lakers go, it was all AD. It was all D'Lo. It was all Schroeder. That's where it was.
I tell you one thing. You better even that game up on Saturday night. I wish you did.
Now, if it goes back in L.A. down 2-0, that's a whole different scenario right there.
See, they won. They went down 0-2 because they had to go into Sacramento and they went home down 0-2. There's a difference when you go down into the visitor's boat 0-2.
Right. But like I say, still don't sleep on this. I still think this one is far from over.
I'm not sleeping on it, but a lot of people are underestimating this Laker team. This Laker team is getting better and better every time they play. And
yes, they are.
To play without, they're learning to play around LeBron and as a team.
Good
so
point.
I'm not saying, and see, understand my thing. See, I want mystery to hear this mystery. Hear this loud and clear. Turn your radio up a little bit. Let me give you a second to turn your radio up. Okay, you got it up? Okay, yeah. Most likely, it's hard for the Lakers to win the series. Because basically, Golden State is the defending champs. They're a good team, and they got more chemistry. Fine. I'm a Laker fan. I ain't giving up on my team. And in my gut, I believe the Lakers can win this series. But if they don't win this series, I'm going to lose no sleep over it. Because we're not expected to win this series. I expected to beat the Grizzlies. We're not expected to beat the Warriors. And if I beat the Warriors, I'd be ecstatic. Because I believe we beat the Warriors, the Lakers going to the NBA Finals.
You think so?
I believe they beat the Warriors, they're going to the NBA Finals. Whoever win this series, going to the NBA Finals.
Wow. I don't know. We'll see where it goes.
If the Lakers win this series, they match up better with the Nuggets and the Saints. They'll win. They'll beat them. If Golden State win this, Golden State can shoot the Nuggets out of the gym. I believe that. I honestly believe that.
All right. We'll see how it pans out. And we got some games on tap tonight, but we'll pick a little bit later on.
Did you see that beat down the Dodgers put on Trey Turner and the Philadelphia Phillies? You shouldn't believe.
How do you really feel?
If you couldn't tell, listen, I feel bad for you.
No, I could tell. That's why I said, how you really feel? Do you want to expand on it some more?
No. I'm disappointed Trey Turner made that move. But I understand he's doing what is best for him and his family. Good. But every time a Philadelphia Phillies come into LA, we beat you down.
All right. Well.
Urias pitched a gem.
We got a couple of little tidbits we need to talk about. Any more from Major League that you got from baseball?
Nah, not much. Bryce Harper's came. He's back. He's back in record time of Tommy John surgery.
Yeah, that's
He's not playing the outfield. He's only batting. But he kind of schooled him last night, struck him out three times.
Jesus, he ain't been in baseball for a minute there, Pearly. Come on, man.
I know, but sometimes, you know, these big shots, the big guns has come back and have that awesome game in game one.
Miami, don't catch it for Trey Diggins in the game later on down somewhere, you know.
It might happen. Bryce Harper can get it. He can get his stuff.
He can get it.
Take advantage of that.
He can get it.
Take full advantage of that because you wish you did.
All right, couple of tidbits from the NFL. A couple of signings today. You got the Ravens signed veteran quarterback Rock Ya-Sin to a one-year deal. He came over from the Raiders.
Who's that?
Rock Ya-Sin. You see here, Rock Ya-Sin. Pretty decent corner. Pretty good signing. The deja vu after Will Levis pick. Yeah, because he's breathing down your shirt again, ready to replace you, brother. Like how they did in Miami.
Time for him to go.
You have another. This is kind of weird. Mahomes and Kelsey facing the Splash Brothers.
I didn't understand that, but anyway.
Yeah, they make much to do about nothing. So we'll see where that goes. Speaking of brothers, Mahomes' little brother Jackson in some trouble. For his ranting and ravings, but you know Jackson is handled with kid gloves because of his alternate lifestyle, and so we'll see. They say he problems though. Speaking of reunited, Randall Cobb reunites with Aaron Rodgers on a one-year deal, signs with the Jets.
I see that. Yeah.
So yeah, we'll see.
No, I see. Congratulations to Embiid as the NBA's most valuable player.
Uh huh.
I'm happy he got it.
So, yeah, I mean, it's a well-deserved... And you just pulled the Peter. We were talking football, and you just went straight to basketball.
I don't know why I did that. I apologize.
Thought I'd let you know.
No, but it wasn't random. It wasn't random, though. It kind of fell within what's going on. It's random if I just, like, bring
no,
up...
Like, it
the,
was,
the,
no,
the women's
it was...
soccer
it,
team
no,
or something like that.
No, you're reaching now. No. You're better than that. You fly the Millennium Falcon solo, okay? So.
I sure can.
So yeah, easy there, Chewbacca.
Okay.
All right. So a couple of other things. Call back to the Packers. So that's something to look at. And now out of college football, something big. And Mr. Producer, we got it lined up. I'm gonna let him play this for us. We got Rich Eisen with the final 10, but. I want to know your take. Are you down with the new 12-team college football playoffs? A scenario.
Is that going to happen?
Yeah, well, we got a clip from Rich Eisen coming up regarding that. But apparently, the 12-team college playoff, college football playoffs is actually coming to fruition.
I like the expansion. I don't know if I want to go to 12.
Apparently,
but I like the expansion.
It's there. Apparently, it's come out. College football playoff. What expanded 12-team format will look like? And this is
that's
from
to protect. You know what? Why they put that there? That's to protect Alabama.
That's how will the 12-team college football playoff work? Under the new format, the 6 highest-ranked conference champions will receive automatic bids. The field will then be filled out with the 6 highest-ranked teams remaining. The 4 highest-ranked conference champions receive a first-round bye to the quarterfinals. In the first round, the matchups are number 5 versus number 12, 6, 11, 7, 10, 8 versus 9.
Uh-huh.
The first round games are not played at neutral sites, with the lowest seed having home field advantage instead. Bowl games are introduced in the quarterfinal round, which will not be reseeded. That means the number 1 seed will meet the winner of the number 8, number 9 matchup, even if there's a lower seed remaining in the field. Now, that's where your point comes in. You notice that right in there? The 4 highest-ranked conference champions receive a first-round bye. That's where you protect Alabama, right there.
No. Alabama got to win the conference first. The expansion is to make sure Alabama make it to the playoffs.
That's what I'm saying, but I'm also saying, look at the little silver lining in there. If you come in as a conference champion, you get a bye.
Yeah, that's fine. I can live with that, but that, to me, does not protect Alabama. Alabama's dropping Alabama in the playoff picture. They expand in the league so they can always be in it. Georgia and LSU go own the SEC. and Texas A&M going to SEC for the next couple of years. Alabama ain't got a chance in hell of in that division.
Now, let me ask you, is this hate for Saban still dwindling over and rippling out? Is that really where it's coming from?
No, that's the initial hate. But the fact that these fellas is big up Alabama, make you think Alabama's God's gift to college football, that Alabama had two losses and fellas trying to justify why they should make it to the playoffs. I have a problem with that.
All right, well, let's hear from Rich Eisen about the new 12-team plan. Mr. Producer, you got that lined up? We'll play that now. Then me and Pearlie will be back to wrap things up. We got our picks for tonight, all budget requests by the Island game, and then we got the final 10 with Rich Eisen taking us home. Can the Lakers win a championship behind AD with LeBron playing sidekick? All right, that's all coming up. But right now, let's hear about this new college football plan, because me, I could do damage with a 12-team college football playing, especially on the Island game and on that sports book. Dear God, can you imagine, Pearlie?
The parlay would be beautiful.
Overlap them. The clip ready, Mr. Producer? Yeah. Let's go
in. Schedule for the new 12-team college football playoff coming for the, 2025 season?
24
season.
2 years. We got to wait 2 years.
Is out, courtesy of Nicole Auerbach from The Athletic and SiriusXM. Walk us through, Brockman, what we can expect to see.
All right,
here.
So the 2024 season, the first round games, remember, those are going to take place on campus of the higher seed, okay? So those are going to be a Friday, December 20th, 2024, and one game on that day, and then three games on Saturday, December 21st. According to Nicole, early afternoon, late afternoon, and evening, so nice and staggered. Then the quarterfinals, much to Rich's dismay, are still going to be on New Year's Eve. So we're going to have a Tuesday, December 31st game, and then a Wednesday, January 1st game. All the other games are going to be that day at the Peach Bowl, Rose Bowl, and the Sugar Bowl.
So just one New Year's Eve quarterfinal.
One New Year's Eve instead of two, like we've been doing. Then the semifinals are going to be a week later on Thursday, January 9th, 2025 at the Orange Bowl, and then Friday, January 10th at the Cotton Bowl. So those are your two semifinal games. So none of this is going to overrun with your NFL playoffs, okay? These are all going to be during the week. Thursday, Friday for the semifinals, and then the Monday, the national championship game, January 20th, 2025. So we got to wait about 2 years for this.
Well,
in Atlanta.
The first round, those three first round Saturday games are going to be going up against
NFL. Maybe Saturday will be up against NFL,
and then
right?
The semifinals on Thursday and Friday are going to avoid those NFL games. So 12-team college football playoffs set to start in 2024. Schedule is out. If you want to check it out, just go to Nicole Auerbach's Twitter. She has an article up on The Athletic. So interesting exercise with 12 teams, right? There's always been the big debate, who should be in the playoff, who shouldn't be in the playoff. Back to last year's college football playoff ranking. With 12 teams.
Ooh, what do we got?
You got Clemson in there at 7, Utah in at 8, Kansas State in at 9, SC at 10, Penn State 11, and Washington at 12. So the cutoff was Florida State and Washington. Huskies are in, Noles are out. I cannot wait for a 12-team college football playoff. This is going to be absolutely massive.
So that's first four teams get a bye. So this past season, it would have been Georgia, Michigan, TCU, Ohio State, all with byes. And then 5 through 12 play with the higher seed getting home games in that quarter. So you're talking about Washington at Alabama, Penn State at Tennessee, USC at Clemson, Kansas State at Utah. Like, those are, what a college football weekend that's going to be.
It's going to be incredible. I mean, and then to have starting the first round on December 20th, and then you go through the national championship game on January 20th.
All month.
And, yeah, I mean, I guess, listen, I mean, with the NIL money, which we're going to be talking about a little bit later, these are professional athletes at this point. I think we can all admit that. They are taking some classes, but they're getting paid handsomely. A lot of them high level, as they should be.
Catch the Rich Eisen Show every single day on the Roku channel, 12 to 3 Eastern, for free.
The schedule.
Yeah, so Pearlie, I that's going to be interesting, you know.
You know what? They make it sound exciting. I think I'm in for it now.
I think I'm in for it too. I think it gives you a chance to really maybe get what I call the best team to be the national champions. Because how many times we've seen, boy, that team was hot, but they didn't qualify. They only had one loss. You know what I mean?
That comes out of the window now.
Now you got some time to redeem yourself if you buck your toe early and you finish strong. That team could be rewarded.
You got some other teams that people will, no-name, big teams that go undefeated.
You could have some Cinderellas get put in there, too.
Some teams that go undefeated and never made the playoffs because they don't have the chance like an Alabama or something like that. Like to see what they can do when they play up, go up against an Alabama or go up against
Georgia. Football is a little different. I think those Cinderellas will get spanked, unlike in college basketball with us knocking off the big programs. I think in football.
But the Cinderellas always are losing teams. These teams are going to be the top 12 teams in the nation. Top 12 out of the top 12, 15 teams in the nation. That's really the best football teams in the nation playing each other. There ain't no Cinderella there. You have a team like, off the top of my head, it's a team that went 12-0 and did not make the play because they didn't have that kind of, they came fifth or sixth in the standings because they didn't have the pedigree of the Alabamas or the TCUs. So this time, them teams will get the play and you may just see that they were a lot better than the Alabamas and that's probably why Alabama didn't want to play them.
And like I say, Alabama for the last couple of years, let's be real, Saban has been playing patty cake, man.
But you gotta understand.
He's been trying to protect
this NIL
that image.
Money, this NIL money or whatever they call that money that's coming in.
That's changing up, that's changing up
Alabama
a lot.
To recruit. That, to me, people don't like it. To me, it levels the playing field in terms of recruiting. Texas A&M get a bunch of players Alabama would have gotten in the past strictly because of that. Colorado took some players from the Deion Sanders ended up because of that. So you got a lot of schools now will tie up with corporations in their community to get these kids to be faces, and so they now can compete with the Alabamas. And that's why Nick Saban mad, because he can't bring the players because ain't nothing other than Cotton, Alabama to get there to make money off. So that's the problem. Georgia got big corporations, so Georgia could get sponsors from out of Atlanta and places like that. Texas can do that, but Alabama is Alabama.
So, Pearly, we got to do a couple of picks real quick.
Who you got? Who you want?
And then, we can look out tonight, and of course, we want you to check out theislandgame.com. Be sure to check out theislandgame.com and their sports book. Bet it, set it, and forget it. And always remember to play responsibly with the Island Game. Looking at the NBA tonight, one game on top tonight, Pearly. One game only. You got the Sixers and the Celtics. Did the Sixers go up 2-0?
Embiid come back tonight? I don't know. Ooh.
I got a roll with the Celtics. I think the Celtics will take it tonight.
I think the Celtics should take it in double figures.
To play this, look at who's got the points. Maybe you want to go with the Sixers with the points if the Celtics are a favorite. Look at the over. That's a strong possibility there, especially with Embiid coming back.
What's the over? 217?
Yeah.
Ooh. I don't know. But the 8.5 is not a bad thing to take. But I'd hedge my bet and bet Celtics with the points and the Sixers. Nah. I think the Sixers did. Anyway, let's leave that one alone.
We'll figure it out. There's plenty of ways to play. Simply log on to theislandgame.com, click on the sportsbook, check out the parlays, check out the teasers, check out your single bets, check out your game bets, all of that good stuff. All right? We'll get to the break. Flip side of the break. Rich Tyson taking us home. Can the Lakers win a championship behind AD with LeBron riding sidekick? What say you, Pearly?
All I say is this. The Warriors better don't let the Lakers go up 2-0 to go back to L.A. You may not come back to Golden State.
If AD is healthy, you ride him all the way to the championship. Call John Calipari. He did it in Kentucky. Anyway,
feed him like your feet a hungry bear.
There you go. And poke him if you want to. It don't matter. He's bite back. Anyway, we'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking.
Original or hot and spicy?
Feeling original? Think twice. Here's some precise advice. Always add the spice.
Hey, that's great. Take your time, brother. I don't want you to run too far out with your spicy self.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, I'm out hot, but you still ain't got the right flavor.
Listen, just like the Colonel, I'm an original. You? There's a spicy gum lately.
You think so? Original. You could never.
there's no winning flavor. They're all finger-licking good. Only at KFC Nassau.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
With elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then Fine Threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. Is your place, is your place.
Are the Lakers back? Are the Lakers legit title contenders? Can they take care of business against the Nuggets if they get past the Warriors? Am I getting way too far ahead of myself, Brockman?
No. I mean, Chris Mannix came on here, was it last week or the week before, TJ? And he said, oh, I think the Lakers are winning the West. And I've been saying that since the deadline. I'm not going to back down from that. And he kind of did a victory lap last night on Twitter. Are you going to get that every night from Anthony Davis? It's kind of the question we had about James Harden, even though we didn't talk much about it yesterday, TJ. Are you going to get that from James Harden every night? If you're filling it every night from Anthony Davis. LeBron had a double-double, but like you said, the other guys chipped in. Schroeder had a nice night. Got some great defense from Vanderbilt. Steph Curry went silent there for about a quarter and a half, second and third quarter, before kind of turning it on during that 14-0 run late. I think this is kind of what we're going to see all series. We're going to see, I think, seven games like this. Kind of surprised that the Lakers got the first one, but Golden State had just played on Sunday. They had a couple, Lakers had a couple little more extra days of rest, and that was probably a factor. I can't wait to see what the rest brings. I mean, Lakers just stole home court, and they've taken control of the series. Golden State now underdogs in the series. So,
yeah, it's been 5 years since the last time that LeBron and Steph faced off in the playoffs, and that's what we were talking about going into this one. Is this a legacy series for these two guys, even though it's not a final series? And it was Anthony Davis who absolutely stole the show. Mm-hmm. The best playoff game for a Lakers big man in 21 years. He's the first guy since Shaq in 2004 with 30 points and 20 rebounds in the game. Forget he did have four blocks. He did have five assists. You know, you look at Anthony Davis and the time that he's been in Los Angeles, and it's just been ridden with injuries. In the last 3 years, he's played more than 40 games one time.
Wow.
One time. He's finally healthy. He dealt with the injuries this year. LeBron had the injury situation this year. They had the Russell Westbrook situation. I mean, you turned on sports radio here in Los Angeles for the first 4 months of the NBA season, and it's always Lakers. But it was Westbrook. You had to get out from underneath this cloud that was Russell Westbrook. Obviously, he went on to do some things with the Clippers, and he kind of found his way a little bit. He just wasn't working with the Lakers. But you do have to give them credit for the way they remade the team, adding D'Angelo Russell, adding Rui, adding Vanderbilt. You look at this team and you look at the pieces, and dare I say, from a team that was outside of the play-in tournament as late as March 21st during the season, I could actually envision them winning a title, TJ.
You know, I'm well known around these parts as a Laker hater. I mean, it's just...
You're the Clippers guy, I know.
It's a fact, but how they remixed, Rob Pelinka remixed this team, it was incredible to bring these guys in, to get out, to bring new parts in. It wouldn't surprise me. And look, we talked about Anthony Davis, Chris. Can he do that again? 23 rebounds is a lot, right?
A lot of rebounds.
But in the last 45 years of playoff basketball, only Tim Duncan and Anthony Davis have scored 30 points, grabbed 20 boards, had five dimes, and blocked three shots. they're the only two people. So can you get 30 from Anthony Davis on a nightly basis? He was pretty efficient. Dan, 11 of 19. He was over 2 from 3. And one of the announcers, I think it was Greg Anthony, even said, like, why is he out shooting?
Yeah, get inside.
Down low. Like, yeah. You're getting busy down low. Just get closer to the basket. AD is doing what he needs to do. And look, man, as someone who doesn't like the Lakers, I feel like this is my worst nightmare coming to life, man, because I can kind of see this happening, Chris. And I don't want to see this happen.
No, I don't want to see it happen either, obviously. But they look like a team that can win the West right now. If they play like that last night. And that's kind of all you really, you know, you can really ask for and really want if you're a Laker fan.
Well, that being said, Golden State was 30-foot three-pointer away from Jordan Poole from tying the game with less than 8 seconds to go. So Golden State not out of this game. They were down by 14. They made a 14-0 run. They tied the game back. We were actually texting back and forth last night. This game was unbelievable to watch, and I feel like this is going to carry over throughout the series. Obviously, there are going to be ebbs and flows and different storylines to every game, but there's no reason for me to believe at this point that the Lakers can't take down Golden State, and there's also no reason for me to believe that Golden State is done.
Yeah.
Listen, they still shot 40% from three-point range. It's not like they shot terrible. Now, their field goal percentage from the floor, not as good as we would like to see. But the question for me is, what do you do with Anthony Davis? Who do you put on Anthony Davis? Draymond Green is too short. Kevon Looney is too slow. And as long as he's healthy and as aggressive as he was, I mean, you mentioned the 23 rebounds. I mean, 30 points is great, right? Anthony Davis can go for 30 points anytime he wants. The guy averages 25 for his career.
Yeah, for sure.
But 23 rebounds to go along with the four blocks. By the way, LeBron wasn't his most efficient. He did take 24 shots. But there's going to be games in this series when LeBron puts up those Anthony Davis-type numbers. And I said this yesterday. For LeBron and the Lakers to be successful, they need AD to do what he did. And they need LeBron to have a triple-double type performance most nights, just to be a facilitator, to score as much as needed when he's called upon. You know, he didn't have a triple-double, but he did have double-digit rebounds. He had 22 points. And then you had the role players chipping in as well. I was really impressed by Schroeder and D'Angelo Russell with the way that they played. I mean, you're going to have games where Austin Reeves... Basically, you look at Rui, you look at Schroeder, you look at Russell, you look at Reeves. You need 50% of those guys to go score 15 or more, in my mind.
Makes sense.
Right? The thing is, Reeves only had 10, but he had 8 in a row in the third quarter. It kind of a huge stretch and a huge moment in that game.
And then that lobby through the LeBron was, that was sweet.
Nice. Yeah, that was nice.
Catch the Rich Eisen Show every single day on the Roku channel, 12 to 3 Eastern, for free.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.